creator. The energy centers must be balanced exactly the same as the split light was as it originated from the creator. Is this correct? I am Ra. To give this query a simple answer would be nearly impossible. We shall simplify by concentrating upon what we consider to be the central idea towards which you are striving. We have, many times now, spoken about the relative importance of balancing, as opposed to the relative unimportance of maximal activation of each energy center. The reason is as you have correctly surmised. Thusly, the entity is concerned, if it be upon the path of positive harvestability, with the regularizing of the various energies of experience. Thus, the most fragile entity may be more balanced than one with extreme energy and activity in service to others due to the fastidiousness with which the will is focused upon the use of experience in knowing the self. The densities beyond your own give the minimally balanced individual much time-space and space-time with which to continue to refine these inner balances. Questioner. In the fourth density, is the catalyst of physical pain used as a mechanism for experiential balancing? I am Ra. The use of physical pain is minimal, having only to do with the end of the fourth density incarnation. This physical pain would not be considered severe enough to treat, shall we say, in third density. The catalysts of mental and spiritual pain are used in fourth density. Questioner. Why is physical pain a part of the end of fourth density? I am Ra. You would call this variety of pain weariness. Questioner. What is the average lifespan in the fourth density of space-time incarnation? I am Ra. The space-time incarnation typical of harmonious fourth density is approximately 90,000 of your years as you measure time. Questioner. Are there multiple incarnations in fourth density with time-space experiences between incarnations? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. How long is a cycle of experience in fourth density in our years? I am Ra. The cycle of experience is approximately 30 million of your years if the entities are not capable of being harvested sooner. There is in this density a harvest which is completely the function of the readiness of the social memory complex. It is not structured as is your own, for it deals with a more transparent distortion of the one infinite creator. Questioner. Then the big difference in harvestability between third and fourth density is that at the end of the third density, the individual is harvested as a function of individual violet ray. But in fourth density, it is the equivalent of violet ray then for the entire social memory complex that must be of a harvestable nature to go to fifth density? I am Ra. This is correct. Although in fifth density, entities may choose to learn as a social memory complex or as mind-body-spirit complexes, and may graduate to sixth density under these conditions, for the wisdom density is an extremely free density, whereas the lessons of compassion leading to wisdom necessarily have to do with other selves. Questioner. Then is sixth density harvest strictly of a social memory complex because, again, we have compassion blended back using wisdom? I am Ra. This is quite correct. Questioner. We know that the physical vehicle in fourth density that is used during space-time, I am assuming, is quite similar to the one that we now use in third density. Is this correct? I am Ra. The chemical elements used are not the same. However, the appearance is similar. Questioner. Is it necessary to eat food in fourth density? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. The mechanism of, shall we say, social catalysts due to a necessity for feeding the body then is active in fourth density. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect. The fourth density being desires to serve, and the preparation of foodstuffs is extremely simple due to increased communion between entity and living foodstuff. Therefore, this is not a significant catalyst, but rather a simple precondition of the space-time experience. The catalyst involved is the necessity for the ingestion of foodstuffs. This is not considered to be of importance by fourth density entities, and it therefore aids in the teach learning of patience. Questioner. Could you expand a little bit on how that aids in the teach learning of patience? I am Ra. To stop the functioning of service to others long enough to ingest foodstuffs is to invoke patience. Questioner: I am guessing that it is not necessary to ingest food in fifth density. Is this correct? I am wrong. This is incorrect. However, the vehicle needs food, which may be prepared by thought. Questioner: What type of food would this be? I am wrong. You would call this type of food nectar or ambrosia, or a light broth of golden white hue. Questioner: What is the purpose of ingesting food in fifth density? I am wrong. This is a somewhat central point. The purpose of space-time is the increase in catalytic action appropriate to the density. One of the preconditions for space-time existence is some form of body complex. Such a body complex must be fueled in some way. Questioner: In third density, the fueling of our bodily complex is not only simply to fuel the complex, but gives us opportunities to learn service. In fourth density, it not only fuels the complex, but gives us opportunities to learn patience. In fifth density, it fuels the complex, but does it teach? I am wrong. In fifth density, it is comfort for those of like mind gathered together to share in this broth, thus becoming one in light and wisdom while joining hearts and hands in physical activity. Thus, in this density, it becomes a solace rather than a catalyst for learning. Questioner: I am simply trying to trace the, you might say, evolution of this catalyst that then, as you say, changes in fifth density. I might as well complete this and ask if there is any ingestion of food in sixth density. I am wrong. This is correct. However, the nature of this food is that of light and is impossible to describe to you in any meaningful way as regards the thrust of your query. Questioner: In fourth density on this planet, after we're totally transitioned and the harvest is complete, fourth density beings will be incarnate on the surface of this planet as we know it now, this particular surface. Is that correct? I am wrong. The probability-possibility vortices indicate this to be most likely. Questioner: Then, will there be at that time any fifth density and or sixth density beings on the surface of the planet? I am wrong. Not for a fairly long measure of your time, as fourth density beings need to spend their learned teaching, space-time, with their own densities, entities. Questioner: Then basically what you are saying is that at that point, the teachings of fifth or sixth density beings would not be too well understood by the new fourth density entities. I am wrong. Do you wish to query us upon this point? Questioner: I guess I didn't state that correctly. Is it true that the new fourth density beings then need to evolve in their thinking to reach a point where fifth density lessons would be of value? I am wrong. We grasp the thrust of your query. Although it is true that as fourth density beings progress, they have more and more need for other density teachings, it is also true that just as we speak to you due to the calling, so the information called is always available. It is simply that fifth density beings will not live upon the surface of the planetary sphere until the planet reaches fifth density vibratory level. Questioner: I was wondering then if the mechanism of teach learning was the same relatively in fourth density. From what you say, it seems that it is necessary, first, for the call to exist for the teach learning of fifth density to be given to fourth, just as a call must exist here before fourth density lessons are given to third. Is this correct? I am wrong. This query is misguided, for experience in fourth density is emphatically not the same as third density experience. However, it is correct that the same mechanism of calling predisposes the information received in a way consonant with free will. You may ask one more full question at this working. Questioner: You stated that the key to strengthening the will is concentration. Can you tell me the relative importance of the following aids to concentration? I have listed silence, temperature control, comfort of body, screening as a Faraday cage would screen electromagnetic radiation, visible light screening, and a constant smell, such as the use of incense for strengthening your concentration in meditation. In other words, an isolation type of situation. You mentioned that this was one of the functions of the pyramid. I am wrong. The analogies of body complex to mind and spirit complex activities have been discussed previously. You may consider all of these aforementioned aids as those helpful to the stimulation of that which, in actuality, aids concentration, that being the will of the entity. This free will may be focused at any object or goal. Questioner: I was really trying to get at whether it would be of great importance to construct a better place for our meditations. We have distractions here of the types which I mentioned, and I know that it is our total free will as to whether we construct this or not, but I was just trying to get at the principles. For instance, the Faraday cage would be quite a big construction, and I was wondering if it would be of any real value. I am Ra. Without infringing upon free will, we feel it possible to state that the Faraday cage and the isolation tank are gadgets. The surrounding of self in a sylvan atmosphere, apart from distractions, in a place of working used for no other purpose, in which you and your associates agree to lay aside all goals but that of the meditative seeking of the infinite Creator, is, shall we say, not gadgetry, but the making use of the creation of the Father in second density love and in the love and support of other selves. Are there any brief queries before this working is at an end? Questioner: I'd only ask if there is anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. All is well. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite Creator. Adonai. Ra Session Number 44, March 28, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We communicate now. Questioner: The instrument had some question as to her vitality. We were having a hard time appraising it. Is it possible for you to comment on this? I am Ra. We scan this instrument and find that we may be of service, without infringement, due to this instrument's decision to abide by the most careful appraisal possible, rather than the most desired. We have been surprised that we have been able to maintain contact on a regular basis during this most intense period of negatively influenced interference. Sexual energy transfers have, at some workings, given this instrument additional vital resources upon which to draw. However, this is not so at this working, and, therefore, the will of the instrument drives its bodily complex. This instrument has no judgment about this service. The faculty of will, while recognized as most central and valuable, could in this application cause serious distortion in bodily complex of the instrument. May we note that martyrdom is not necessarily helpful. We ask this instrument to examine these thoughts, judge, and discriminate the possible truth of them. And if they be deemed true, we suggest this instrument release the power of judgment to the support group, whose interests are balanced far more than this instrument's. Allow decisions to be made without expectation or attachment to the outcome. Our hopes, may we say, for long-term contact through this instrument depend upon its maturing ability to be of service to other selves by accepting their help and thus remaining a viable instrument. May we thank the questioner for allowing us to speak to this point, for we were aware of the distortions incumbent upon one whose will to serve is not regulated by knowledge of limitations of bodily complex distortion. Questioner: Could you please terminate this contact as soon as necessary, since we are not aware of the vitality of the instrument at this time? I am Ra. In your way of speaking, our hands are, to a certain extent, tied. This instrument has called upon inner reserves which are dearly bought. Therefore, we have the honor duty of using this energy to the best of our ability. When it becomes low, we shall, most certainly, as always, express the need for ending the working. The only way of avoiding this sharing of service, at whatever cost, is to refrain from the working. It is a dilemma. Questioner: Can you tell me what the tone was that I heard in my left ear when you started your communication? I am Ra. This was a negatively oriented signal. Questioner: Can you tell me how I would hear a positively oriented signal? I am Ra. Two types there are of positive signal. First, in the right ear location, the signal indicates a sign that you are being given some unworded message saying, listen, take heed. The other positive sign is the tone above the head, which is the balanced confirmation of a thought. Questioner, are there any other negatively oriented signals that I get? I am Ra. This is correct. You are able to receive thought forms, word forms, and visions. However, you seem able to discriminate. Questioner, is there a reason that I am open to these signals of a negative nature? I am Ra. Are you not all things? Questioner, I think that it might be a good idea if we terminated the contact at this time to allow the instrument to gain more necessary energy before continuing. This is my decision at this time. I would very much like to continue the contact, but it seems to me, although I can't tell the instrument's level, that the instrument should not use up any more energy. I am Ra. We are responding to an unasked query. However, it is most salient, and therefore we beg your forgiveness for this infringement. The energy has been lost to the instrument, dedicated to this purpose only. You may do as you will, but this is the nature of the instrument's preparation for contact, and is the sole reason we may use it. Questioner, I'm not sure I fully understood you. Could you say that a little different way? Could you explain more completely? I am Ra. Each of you in this working has consciously dedicated the existence now being experienced to service to others. This instrument has refined this dedication through long experience with the channeling, as you term it, of Confederation philosophy, as you may say. Thus, when we first contacted this instrument, it had offered its beingness not only to service to other selves, but service by communication of this nature. As this contact has developed, this dedication of beingness has become quite specific. Thus, once the vital energy is dedicated by the instrument to our communications, even if the working did not occur, this vital energy would be lost to the day-by-day experience of the instrument. Thus, we indicated the importance of the instrument's releasing of the will from the process of determining the times of working. For if the instrument desires contact, the energy is gathered and thus lost for ordinary or mundane purposes. Questioner, in that case, since the energy is already lost, we might as well continue with this session, and we should very carefully monitor the instrument and be the sole judge of when the session should occur. Am I correct? I am Ra. This is profoundly correct. This instrument's determination to continue contact during this period has already extended the low energy period. Questioner, this is very revealing to us. Thank you. Each of us gets these signals in dreams. I've been aware of clairaudient communication at least once in waking up. Can you suggest a method whereby we might, shall I say, nullify the effect of the influence that we don't want from a negative source? I am Ra. There are various methods. We shall offer the most available or simple. To share the difficult contact with other selves associated with this working, and to meditate in love for these senders of images and light for self and other selves, is the most available means of nullifying the effects of such occurrences. To downgrade these experiences by the use of intellect or the disciplines of will is to invite the prolonging of the effects. Far better, then, to share in trust such experiences and join hearts and souls in love and light with compassion for the sender and armor for the self. Questioner, can you tell me the source of the instrument's dream of this morning that she told to me as soon as she woke up? I am Ra. The feeling of the dream, shall we say, was Orion-influenced. The clothing of the dream revealing more the instrument's unconscious associative patterns of symbolism. Questioner, in meditation a number of years ago, my arm started to glow, moving rapidly involuntarily. What was that? I am Ra. The phenomenon was an analogy made available to you from your higher self. The analogy was that the being that you were was living in a way not understood by, shall we say, physicists, scientists, or doctors. Questioner, what I'm trying to get at in this session is any practices that we might be able to do to best revitalize the instrument, for it is going to be necessary to do all we can in order to maintain our contact. Can you tell us what we could best do to increase the instrument's vitality for these contacts? I am Ra. Your experience was a function of your ability to contact intelligent infinity. Therefore, it does not have a direct bearing upon this instrument's vital energy. We have spoken before of those things which aid this instrument in the vital energy, the sensitivity to beauty, to the singing of sacred music, to the meditation and worship, to the sharing of self with self in freely given love, either in social or sexual intercourse. These things work quite directly upon the vitality. This instrument has a distortion towards appreciation of variety of experiences. This, in a less direct way, aids vitality. Questioner: I was looking at the diagram of the advancement of magical practices starting from Malkuth and ending at Kether. I was wondering if these corresponded to the colors or the densities, with Malkuth as 1, Yesod as 2, Hod and Netzach being 3, Tipperith 4, and so on. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is basically incorrect, although you are upon the correct track of thinking. Each of these stations has a complex number and shading of energy centers, as well as some part in various balances, the lower, the middle, the high, and the total balance. Thus, there are complex colors, or rays, and complex charges, if you will, in each station. Questioner: Well, does the left-hand path of this represent the service to self path more, and the right-hand path the service to others? I am Ra. This will be the last full query of this working. This is incorrect. These stations are relationships. Each path has these relationships offered. The intent of the practitioner in working with these powerful concepts determines the polarity of the working. The tools are the tools. Questioner: As an ending question, I will just ask, is it possible then for the Ipsissimus to have either positive or negative polarity, or must he be neither? I am Ra. We shall respond to the meaning of this term in a specialized sense. The Ipsissimus is one who has mastered the Tree of Life and has used this mastery for negative polarization. Is there any brief query which we may respond to as we take leave of this instrument? Questioner: I am sorry that we got a little off the track today. I think the most important thing we accomplished is knowing how to better regulate the instrument sessions, and I would hope that you would bear with me for my inability to select questions properly at times. Sometimes I probe into areas to see if there is a possible direction in which we may go, and once entering, and am then able to determine whether or not to continue in that direction. Other than that, I would just like to know if there is anything that we could do to make the instrument more comfortable, or to improve the contact. I am Ra. There are no mistakes. Be at rest, my friend. Each of you is most conscientious. All is well. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and in the peace of the one infinite Creator. I am Ra. Adonai. Ra Session Number 45, April 6, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We communicate now. Questioner: Could you give us an estimate of the instrument's physical condition for communication now that she is rested? I am Ra. This instrument's condition as regards the bodily complex is extremely poor. This instrument is not rested. However, this instrument was eager for our contact. Questioner: Did the period of abstinence from contact help the instrument's physical condition? I am Ra. This is correct. The probability of this instrument's development of what you would call disease, either of the pulmonary nature or the renal nature, was quite significant at our previous contact. You have averted a possible serious physical malfunction of this instrument's bodily complex. It is to be noted that your prayerful support was helpful, as was this instrument's unflagging determination to accept that which was best in the long run, and thus maintain the exercises recommended without undue impatience. It is to be further noted that those things which aid this instrument are in some ways contradictory and require balance. Thus, this instrument is aided by rest, but also by diversions of an active nature. This makes it more difficult to aid this instrument. However, once this is known, the balancing may be more easily accomplished. Questioner: Can you tell me if a large percentage of the wanderers here now are those of Ra? I am Ra. I can. Questioner: Are they? I am Ra. A significant portion of sixth density wanderers are those of our social memory complex. Another large portion consists of those who aided those in South America. Another portion, those aiding Atlantis. All sixth density, and all brother and sister groups, due to the unified feeling that as we had been aided by shapes such as the pyramid, so we could aid your peoples. Questioner, can you say if any of the three of us are of Ra, or one of the other groups?
I am Ra.
Yes.
Questioner,
can you say which of us are of which group?
I am Ra.
No.
Questioner,
are all of us of one of the groups that you mention?
I am Ra.
We shall go to the limits of our attempts to refrain from infringement. Two are a sixth density origin, one a fifth density harvestable to sixth, but choosing to return as a wanderer due to a loving association between teacher and student. Thus, you three form a greatly cohesive group.
Questioner,
can you explain the right and left ear tone and what I call touch contact that I continually get?
I am Ra.
This has been covered previously. Please ask for specific further details.
Questioner,
I get what I consider to be a tickling in my right and my left ear at different times. Is this any different as far as meaning goes as the tone I get in my right and left ear?
I am Ra.
No.
Questioner,
why is the left ear of the service to self contact and the right service to others?
I am Ra.
The nature of your physical vehicle is that there is a magnetic field, positive and negative, in complex patterns about the shells of your vehicle. The left portion of the head region of most entities is, upon the time-space continuum level, of a negative polarity.
Questioner,
can you tell me the purpose or philosophy behind the fourth, fifth, and sixth density positive and negative social memory complexes?
I am Ra.
The basic purpose of a social memory complex is that of evolution. Beyond a certain point, the evolution of spirit is quite dependent upon the understanding of self and other self as creator. This constitutes the basis for social complexes. When brought to maturity, they become social memory complexes. The fourth density and sixth density find these quite necessary. The fifth positive uses social memory in attaining wisdom, though this is done individually. In fifth negative, much is done without aid of others. This is the last query, as this instrument needs to be protected from depletion. Are there brief queries before we close?
Questioner,
I just need to know if there is anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact.
I am Ra.
All is well, my brothers.
Questioner,
what did you say? I couldn't hear you.
I am Ra.
All is well, my brothers. I leave you now in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai.
Ra session number 46, April 15th, 1981.
I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now.
Questioner.
Could we please first have an indication of the instrument's condition?
I am Ra.
This instrument scans at present at extremely low physical energy and is under attack. This will continue for some of your weeks. However, the vital energy of this instrument is gradually restoring its former level.
Questioner.
In that case, we better ask you only one question unless you deem it all right to ask any more questions than that. But the one question that is bothering us, which I got in meditation, may be an inappropriate question, but I feel it my duty to ask it because it is central to the instrument's mental condition and ours. It has to do with the two cats, which we were going to take to have worked upon today for teeth cleaning, and the small growth removed from Gandalf's leg. I got the impression that there might be an inroad there for the Orion group, and I was primarily concerned about anything that we could do for protection for these two cats. I may be out of line in asking this, but I feel it my duty to ask it. Would you please give me information, all the information you can, on that subject?
I am Ra.
The entity mind-body-spirit complex Gandalf, being harvestable third density, is open to the same type of psychic attack to which you yourselves are vulnerable. Therefore, through the mechanism of images and dreams, it is potentially possible for negative concepts to be offered to this mind-body-spirit complex, thus having possible deleterious results. The entity Fairchild, though harvestable through investment, does not have the vulnerability to attack in as great an amount due to a lack of the mind complex activity in the distortion of conscious devotion. For protection of these entities, we might indicate two possibilities. Firstly, the meditation, putting on the armor of light. Secondly, the repetition of short ritual sentences known to this instrument from the establishment which distorts spiritual oneness for this instrument. This instrument's knowledge will suffice. This will aid due to the alerting of many discarnate entities also aware of these ritual sentences. The meditation is appropriate at the time of the activity on behalf of these entities. The ritual may be repeated with efficacy from this time until the safe return at convenient intervals. Questioner, I'm not familiar with the ritual sentences. If the instrument is familiar, you need not answer this, but which sentences do you mean? Silence. No response from Ra. Questioner, I assume the instrument is familiar? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, can you tell me something of the little growth on Gandalf's leg, what caused it, and if it is a danger to him? I am Ra. The cause of such growths has been previously discussed. The danger to the physical body complex is slight, given the lack of repeated stimulus to anger. Questioner, at this time I would ask if we should end the session because of the instrument's low vitality, or whether this is irrelevant because of the dedication to this session already. I am Ra. The latter is correct. You may proceed. We shall monitor the vital energy of this instrument. Questioner, I was just wondering, if an entity polarizes toward the service to self path, would the anger have the same physical effect that it affects an entity polarized toward the service to others path? Would it also cause cancer, or is it just a catalytic effect working in the positively polarized entity? I am Ra. The catalytic mechanisms are dependent not upon the chosen polarity of a mind-body-spirit complex, but upon the use or purpose to which this catalyst is put. Thus, the entity which uses the experience of anger to polarize consciously, positively or negatively, does not experience the bodily catalysts, but rather uses the catalyst in mental configuration. Questioner, I'm not sure that I understand that. Let's take some examples. If an entity polarizing toward the negative path becomes angry, let's take the condition where he develops a cancer. What is the principle that is at work for him? I am Ra. We see the thrust of your query and will respond at variance with the specific query if that meets with your approval. Questioner, certainly. I am Ra. The entity polarizing positively perceives the anger. This entity, if using this catalyst mentally, blesses and loves this anger in itself. It then intensifies this anger consciously in mind alone until the folly of this red ray energy is perceived, not as folly in itself, but as energy subject to spiritual entropy due to the randomness of the energy being used. Positive orientation, then, provides the will and faith to continue this mentally intense experience of letting the anger be understood, accepted, and integrated with the mind-body-spirit complex. The other self, which is the object of anger, is thus transformed into an object of acceptance, understanding, and accommodation, all being reintegrated using the great energy which anger began. The negatively oriented mind-body-spirit complex will use this anger in a similarly conscious fashion, refusing to accept the undirected or random energy of anger and instead, through will and faith, funneling this energy into a practical means of venting the negative aspect of this emotion so as to obtain control over other self, or otherwise control the situation causing anger. Control is the key to negatively polarized use of catalyst. Acceptance is the key to positively polarized use of catalyst. Between these polarities lies the potential for this random and undirected energy creating a bodily complex analog of what you call the cancerous growth of tissue. Questioner, then, as I understand it, you're saying that if the positively polarizing entity fails to accept the other self, or if the negatively polarizing entity fails to control the other self, either of these conditions will cause cancer, possibly. Is this correct?
I am Ra.
This is partially correct. The first acceptance, or control, depending upon polarity, is of the self. Anger is one of many things to be accepted and loved as part of self, or controlled as a part of self, if the entity is to do work.
Questioner.
Then, are you saying that if a negatively polarized entity is unable to control his own anger, or unable to control himself in anger, that he may cause cancer? Is this correct?
I am Ra.
This is quite correct. The negative polarization contains a great requirement for control and repression.
Questioner.
A repression of what?
I am Ra.
Any mind complex distortion, which you may call emotional, which is of itself disorganized, needs, in order to be useful to the negatively oriented entity, to be repressed and then brought to the surface in an organized use. Thus you may find, for instance, negatively polarized entities controlling and repressing such basic bodily complex needs as the sexual desire, in order that in the practice thereof, the will may be used to enforce itself upon the other self with greater efficiency when the sexual behavior is allowed.
Questioner.
Then the positively oriented entity, rather than attempting repression of emotion, would balance the emotion as stated in an earlier contact. Is this correct?
I am Ra.
This is correct and illustrates the path of unity.
Questioner.
Then cancer is a training catalyst operating for both polarities in approximately the same way, but attempting, let's say, to create polarization in both directions, positive and negative, depending upon the orientation of the entity experiencing the catalyst. Is this correct?
I am Ra.
This is incorrect in that catalyst is unconscious and does not work with intelligence, but rather is part of the, shall we say, mechanism of learned teaching set up by the sub-logos before the beginning of your space-time.
Questioner.
How does cancer do this learned teaching when the entity has no conscious idea of what is happening to him when he develops cancer?
I am Ra.
In many cases, catalyst is not used.
Questioner.
What is the plan for the use of the catalyst of cancer?
I am Ra.
The catalyst, and all catalysts, is designed to offer experience. This experience, in your density, may be loved and accepted, or it may be controlled. These are the two paths. When neither path is chosen, the catalyst fails in its design, and the entity proceeds until catalyst strikes it, which causes it to form a bias towards acceptance and love, or separation and control. There is no lack of space-time in which this catalyst may work.
Questioner.
I am assuming that the sublogoses, or the logoses, plan is for positively and negatively polarized social memory complexes in fourth density and above. Can you tell me the purpose of the plan for these two types of social memory complexes with respect, shall we say, to Coulomb's law, or negative and positive electrical polarity, or any way that you can?
I am Ra.
This instrument grows weary. We shall speak with you again. We may indicate the possibility, without further harm to this instrument, of approximately 2 sessions per your weekly period until these weeks of potential for attack and presence of very low physical energy are past. May we say it is good to be with this group. We appreciate your fidelity. Are there any brief queries before the end of this work time?
Questioner.
Only if there is anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact.
I am Ra.
Each is supporting the instrument well, and the instrument remains steady in its purpose. You are conscientious. All is well. We ward you aware of any laxity regarding the arrangement and orientation of appurtenances.
I am Ra.
I leave you, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai.
Ra session number 47, April 18th, 1981.
I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now.
Questioner.
Could you first give us an indication of the condition of the instrument?
I am Ra.
It is as previously stated.
Questioner.
Okay. The question that I was trying to ask at the end of the last session was, Of what value to evolution or experience in the creator knowing itself are the positive and negative social memory complexes that form starting in fourth density, and why was this planned by the Logos? I am Ra. There are inherent incorrectnesses in your query. However, we may answer the main point of it. The incorrectness lies in the consideration that social memory complexes were planned by the Logos or sublogos. This is incorrect, as the unity of the Creator exists within the smallest portion of any material created by love, much less in a self-aware being. However, the distortion of free will causes the social memory complex to appear as a possibility at a certain stage of evolution of mind. The purpose or consideration which causes entities to form such complexes of these social memory complexes is a very simple extension of the basic distortion towards the Creator's knowing of itself. For when a group of mind-body spirits become able to form a social memory complex, all experience of each entity is available to the whole of the complex. Thus, the Creator knows more of its creation in each entity partaking of this communion of entities. Questioner, you gave the values of better than 50% service to others for fourth density positive and better than 95% service to self for fourth density negative social memory complexes. Do these two values correspond to the same rate, shall I say, of vibration? I am Ra. I perceive you have difficulty in expressing your query. We shall respond in an attempt to clarify your query. The vibratory rates are not to be understood as the same in positive and negative orientations. They are to be understood as having the power to accept and work with intelligent infinity to a certain degree or intensity. Due to the fact that the primary color, shall we say, or energy blue, is missing from the negatively oriented system of power, the green-blue vibratory energies are not seen in the vibratory schedules or patterns of negative fourth and fifth rates of vibration. The positive, upon the other hand, shall we say, has the full spectrum of true color time-space vibratory patterns, and thus contains a variant vibratory pattern or schedule. Each is capable of doing fourth density work. This is the criterion for harvest. Questioner, did you say that blue was missing from fourth density negative? I am Ra. Let us clarify further. As we have previously stated, all beings have the potential for all possible vibratory rates. Thus, the potential of the green and blue energy center activation is, of course, precisely where it must be in a creation of love. However, the negatively polarized entity will have achieved harvest due to extremely efficient use of red and yellow-orange, moving directly to the gateway indigo, bringing through this intelligent energy channel the in-streamings of intelligent infinity. Questioner, then at fourth density graduation into fifth, is there anything like the percentages you gave for third density graduation into fourth for polarization? I am Ra. There are, in your modes of thinking, responses we can make, which we shall make. However, the important point is that the graduations from density to density do occur. The positive-negative polarity is a thing which will, at the sixth level, simply become history. Therefore, we speak in an illusory time continuum when we discuss statistics of positive versus negative harvest into fifth. A large percentage of fourth density negative entities continue the negative path from fourth to fifth density experience, for without wisdom, the compassion and desire to aid other self is not extremely well informed. Thus, though one loses approximately 2% moving from negative to positive during the fourth density experience, we find approximately 8% of graduations into fifth density, those of the negative. Questioner, well, what I was actually asking was, if better than 51% is required for graduation from third to fourth in the positive sense, 95% is required for graduation in the negative sense, does this have to more closely approach 100% in both cases for graduation from fourth to fifth? Does an entity have to be 99% polarized for negative and maybe 80% polarized for positive graduation from fourth to fifth? I am wrong. We perceive the query now. To give this in your terms is misleading, for there are, shall we say, visual aids or training aids available in fourth density which automatically aid the entity in polarization while cutting down extremely upon the quick effect of catalyst. Thus, the density above yours must take up more space-time. The percentage of service to others of positively oriented entities will harmoniously approach 98% in intention. The qualifications for fifth density, however, involve understanding. This then becomes the primary qualification for graduation from fourth to fifth density. To achieve this graduation, the entity must be able to understand the actions, the movements, and the dance. There is no percentage describable which measures this understanding. It is a measure of efficiency of perception. It may be measured by light. The ability to love, accept, and use a certain intensity of light thus creates the requirement for both positive and negative fourth to fifth harvesting. Questioner, can you define what you mean by a crystallized entity?
I am Ra.
We have used this particular term because it has a fairly precise meaning in your language. When a crystalline structure is formed of your physical material, the elements present in each molecule are bonded in a regularized fashion with the elements in each other molecule. Thus, the structure is regular and, when fully and perfectly crystallized, has certain properties. It will not splinter or break. It is very strong without effort. And it is radiant, traducing light into a beautiful refraction, giving pleasure of the eye to many. Questioner, in our esoteric literature, numerous bodies are listed. I have here a list of the physical body, the etheric, the emotional, the astral, and the mental. Can you tell me if this listing is the proper number? And can you tell me the uses and purposes and effects, etc., of each of these, or any other bodies that may be in our mind-body-spirit complex?
I am Ra.
To answer your query fully would be the work of many sessions such as this one, for the interrelationships of the various bodies and each body's effects in various situations is an enormous study. However, we shall begin by referring your minds back to the spectrum of true colors and the usage of this understanding in grasping the various densities of your octave. We have the number 7 repeated from the macrocosm to the microcosm in structure and experience. Therefore, it would only be expected that there would be 7 basic bodies, which we would perhaps be most lucid by stating as red ray body, etc. However, we are aware that you wish to correspond these bodies mentioned with the color rays. This will be confusing, for various teachers have offered their teach-learning understanding in various terms. Thus, one may name a subtle body one thing, and another find a different name. The red ray body is your chemical body. However, it is not the body which you have as clothing in the physical. It is the unconstructed material of the body, the elemental body without form. This basic unformed material body is important to understand, for there are healings which may be carried out by the simple understanding of the elements present in the physical vehicle. The orange ray body is the physical body complex. This body complex is still not the body you inhabit, but rather the body formed without self-awareness, the body in the womb before the spirit-mind complex enters. This body may live without the inhabitation of the mind and spirit complexes. However, it seldom does so. The yellow ray body is your physical vehicle, which you know of at this time, and in which you experience catalyst. This body has the mind-body-spirit characteristics and is equal to the physical illusion, as you have called it. The green ray body is that body which may be seen in seance when what you call ectoplasm is furnished. This is a lighter body packed more densely with life. You may call this the astral body, following some other teachings. Others have called this same body the etheric body. However, this is not correct in the sense that the etheric body is that body of gateway wherein intelligent energy is able to mold the mind-body-spirit complex. The light body, or blue ray body, may be called the devachanic body. There are many other names for this body, especially in your so-called Indian sutras or writings, for there are those among these peoples which have explored these regions and understand the various types of devachanic bodies. There are many, many types of bodies in each density, much like your own. The indigo ray body, which we choose to call the etheric body, is, as we have stated, the gateway body. In this body, form is substance, and you may only see this body as that of light, as it may mold itself as it desires. A violet ray body may perhaps be understood as what you might call the Buddha body, or that body which is complete. Each of these bodies has an effect upon your mind-body-spirit complex in your life beingness. The interrelationships, as we have said, are many and complex. Perhaps one suggestion that may be indicated is this. The indigo ray body may be used by the healer once the healer becomes able to place its consciousness in this etheric state. The violet ray, or buddhic body, is of equal efficacy to the healer, for within it lies a sense of wholeness which is extremely close to unity with all that there is. These bodies are part of each entity, and the proper use of them and understanding of them is, though far advanced from the standpoint of third density harvest, nevertheless useful to the adept. Questioner: Which bodies do we have immediately after physical death from this yellow ray body that I now inhabit? I am Ra. You have all bodies in potentiation. Questioner: Then the yellow ray body in potentiation is used to create the chemical arrangement that I have as a physical body now. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect only in that in your present incarnation, the yellow ray body is not in potentiation, but in activation, it being that body which is manifest. Questioner: Then, after death from this incarnation, we still have the yellow ray body in potentiation, but then, in the general case of our planetary population after death, would they normally have the green ray body manifested? I am Ra. Not immediately. The first body which activates itself upon death is the form maker, or the indigo ray body. This body remains, you have called it the Ka, until Etheria has been penetrated and understanding has been gained by the mind-body-spirit totality. Once this is achieved, if the proper body to be activated is green ray, then this will occur. Questioner: Let me make a statement and see if I am correct. After death, then, if an entity is unaware, he may become what is called an earthbound spirit until he is able to achieve the required awareness for activation of one of the bodies. And it would be possible then to activate any of the bodies. Would this go all the way from red through violet? I am Ra. Given the proper stimulus, this is correct. Questioner: What stimulus would create what we call an earthbound spirit or a lingering ghost? I am Ra. The stimulus for this is the faculty of the will. If the will of yellow ray mind-body-spirit complex is that which is stronger than the progressive impetus of the physical death towards realization of that which comes, that is, if the will is concentrated enough upon the previous experience, the entity shell of yellow ray, though no longer activated, cannot either be completely deactivated, and until the will is released, the mind-body-spirit complex is caught. This often occurs, as we see you are aware, in the case of sudden death, as well as in the case of extreme concern for a thing or an other self. Questioner: Well then, does orange ray activation after death occur very frequently with this planet? I am Ra. Quite infrequently, due to the fact that this particular manifestation is without will. Occasionally, an other self will so demand the form of the one passing through the physical death that some semblance of the being will remain. This is orange ray. This is rare, for normally, if one entity desires another enough to call it, the entity will have the corresponding desire to be called. Thus, the manifestation would be the shell of yellow ray. Questioner: What does the large percentage of the Earth's population as they pass from the physical activate? I am Ra. This shall be the last full query of this working. The normal procedure, given an harmonious passage from yellow ray bodily manifestation, is for the mind and spirit complex to rest in the etheric or indigo body until such time as the entity begins its preparation for experience in an incarnated place which has a manifestation formed by the etheric energy, molding it into activation and manifestation. This indigo body, being intelligent energy, is able to offer the newly dead, as you would term it, soul a perspective and a place from which to view the experience most recently manifested. Is there a short query we may answer at this time? Questioner: I will only ask if there is anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. The appurtenances are conscientiously measured by I and Spirit. You are conscientious. All is well. Observe this instrument to ensure continued building of the vital energies. It will have to work upon its own physical energies, for this weakness was brought about by free will of the self. I am Ra. We leave you now in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and in the peace of the one infinite Creator. Adonai. Ra Session Number 48, April 22nd, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We communicate now. Questioner: Could you tell me of the instrument's condition and if she is improving with time? I am Ra. This instrument's vital energies are improving with time, as you measure it. This instrument's physical energies are less than your previous asking. Questioner: I have a question from the instrument that I will read. Quote: You have suggested several times that sexual energy transfers aid the instrument's vital energy and this contact. It seems that this is not true for all people, that the sexual circuitry and the spiritual circuitry are not the same. Is this instrument an anomaly, or is the positive effect of sexual activity on spiritual energy normal for all third density beings? End quote. I am Ra. This instrument, though not anomalous, is somewhat less distorted towards the separation of mind, body, and spirit than many of your third density entities. The energies of sexual transfer would, if run through the undeveloped spiritual, electrical, or magnetic complex, which you call circuitry, effectually blow out that particular circuit. Contrarily, the full spiritual energies run through bodily complex circuitry will also adversely affect the undeveloped circuit of the bodily complex. Some there are, such as this instrument, who have not, in the particular incarnation, chosen at any time to express sexual energy through the bodily circuitry. Thus, from the beginning of such an entity's experience, the body and spirit express together in any sexual action. Therefore, to transfer sexual energy for this instrument is to transfer spiritually as well as physically. This instrument's magnetic field, if scrutinized by one sensitive, will show these unusual configurations. This is not unique to one entity, but is common to a reasonable number of entities who, having lost the desire for orange and green ray sexual experiences, have strengthened the combined circuitry of spirit, mind, and body to express the totality of beingness in each action. It is for this reason also that the social intercourse and companionship is very beneficial to this instrument, it being sensitive to the more subtle energy transfers. Editor's note: In the previous passage, Ra references entities having lost the desire for orange and green ray sexual experiences. Given the context, it is likely they intended to say orange and yellow ray sexual experiences. Questioner: Thank you. If you, Ra, as an individualized entity, were incarnate on Earth now with full awareness and memory of what you know now, what would be your objective at this time on Earth as far as activities are concerned? I am Ra. The query suggests that which has been learned to be impractical. However, were we to again be naive enough to think that our physical presence was any more effective than the love light we send your peoples and the treasure of this contact, we would do as we did do. We would be, and we would offer ourselves as teach learners. Questioner: Knowing what you know now about our planetary condition and methods of communication, etc., if you, yourself, as an individual, had gone through the process of incarnation here as a wanderer and now have memory of a sufficient way to have the objective that you just stated, what mechanisms would you seek out for the process of teach learning in our present state of communication? I am Ra. My brother, we perceive you have made certain unspoken connections. We acknowledge these and, for this reason, cannot infringe upon your confusion. Questioner: I was afraid of that. My lecture yesterday was attended by only a few. If this had occurred during a UFO flap, as we call them, many more would have attended. But since Orion entities cause the flaps, primarily, what is Orion's reward, shall I say, for visibility in that they actually create greater chances and opportunities for dissemination of information such as mine at this time?
I am Ra.
This assumption is incorrect. The flaps cause many fears among your peoples, many speakings, understandings concerning plots, cover-ups, mutilations, killings, and other negative impressions. Even those supposedly positive reports, which gain public awareness, speak of doom. You may understand yourself as one who will be in the minority due to the understandings which you wish to share, if we may use that misnomer. We perceive there is a further point we may posit at this time. The audience brought about by Orion-type publicity is not seated by seniority of vibration to a great extent. The audiences receiving teach learnings without stimulus from publicity will be more greatly oriented towards illumination. Therefore, forget you, the counting.
Questioner.
Thank you. That clears up that point very well. Can you tell me how positive and negative polarizations in fourth and fifth density are used to cause work in consciousness?
I am Ra.
There is very little work in consciousness in fourth and in fifth densities compared to the work done in third density. The work that is accomplished in positive fourth is that work whereby the positive social memory complex, having through slow stages harmoniously integrated itself, goes forth to aid those of less positive orientation which seek their aid. Thus, their service is their work. And through this dynamic between the societal self and the other self, which is the object of love, greater and greater intensities of understanding or compassion are attained. This intensity continues until the appropriate intensity of the light may be welcomed. This is fourth density harvest. Within fourth density positive, there are minor amounts of catalyst of a spiritual and mental complex distortion. This occurs during the process of harmonizing to the extent of forming the social memory complex. This causes some small catalyst and work to occur. But the great work of fourth density lies in the contact betwixt the societal self and less polarized other self. In fourth density negative, much work is accomplished during the fighting for position, which precedes the period of the social memory complex. There are opportunities to polarize negatively by control of other selves. During the social memory complex period of fourth density negative, the situation is the same. The work takes place through the societal reaching out to less polarized other self in order to aid in negative polarization. In fifth density positive and negative, the concept of work done through a potential difference is not particularly helpful, as fifth density entities are, again, intensifying rather than potentiating. In positive, the fifth density complex uses sixth density teach learners to study the more illuminated understandings of unity, thus becoming more and more wise. Fifth density positive social memory complexes often will choose to divide their service to others in two ways. First, the beaming of light to creation,